Call the meeting to order and have the secretary call the roll.
Comas?
Here.
Dixon?
Here.
Freeman?
Present.
Holzbauer? Larson? Hotmaker?
Here. We have a quorum present to conduct business. I would like to welcome everyone today participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streamed live on South Dakota Net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The meeting is also being recorded and audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link and select Water Management Board. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify yourself when speaking. Participants are reminded to keep their microphones or phones muted at all times unless they are speaking. Okay. We have a final agenda. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Mr. Chairman Freeman, I would so move.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Do we have a second?
This is Comas. I will second.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. Further discussion on the motion to approve the agenda? Hearing none, have the secretary call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Freeman?
Aye.
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Conflicts and disclosures. Do we have any requests for state board waivers or conflicts to note? Any conflicts? If not, we'll go on to the next. Adopt December 4th and December 11th, 2024 board minutes. Anybody have additions or corrections to the minutes? Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Freeman.
Thank you, Rodney, for the motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Second to approve the minutes?
This is Comas. I will second it.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. Further discussion on the motion to approve the minutes? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Epstein.
Freeman?
Aye.
And Holzbauer? I'm sorry. Hutmaker.
I'll vote this time. Yes, aye. Sorry, Brenda. Next thing on the agenda is set May 7th and 8th for our next meeting, dates and locations. Anyone have conflicts with 7 and 8? And I'm assuming in here, Ron?
Yes, that would be the plan.
Okay. Everyone good with that May 7 and 8 here? Okay, that'll be the date. Public comment period in accordance with South Dakota Codified Law 125-1. Do we have any commenters? Do we have commenters on the public comment period for the meeting? Hearing none. Next on the agenda is update DANR activities.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this is Eric Gronlund, Chief Engineer of the Water Rights Program. The first thing I'd like to do is have the new member of the Legislative Oversight Committee who is on with us introduce herself, please.
Good
Hello, hi. I'm assuming that's for me.
Yes.
I am Representative Yuri Balk from District 32 in Rapid City. I am a first-time legislator, and so excited to be here and see how the process works. But yeah, from Rapid City and living there currently. And my background is in education, and I also have a degree in biology and environmental studies.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Mom, were you able to post that picture here? Peggy sent us a picture that had some previous board members, including Tim Bjork. I believe that Ron forwarded that Mr. Bjork had passed, and Peggy Dixon was kind enough to send a picture. I was going to have that posted up here, if possible. If not,
just keep going. I'll
move on. Just so everyone knows, I mean, Tim passed here just a few days ago. He had been a board member on this board for 17 years, from October of 2007 until last fall when he needed to resign due to health issues. He was the Fish and Wildlife representative of the board. I considered him an outstanding board member. He could always be relied upon to listen to the testimony. He asked the pertinent questions, and that he made his decisions based on the facts. The picture, that for those of you that can see the screen, that would be Tim in the blue, former board member Ev Hoyt in the red, another former board member, Bernita Laux, seated there next to current board member Peggy Dixon. So again, thank you, Peggy, for sending that picture so that we could share it. This is the time of the year the legislature's in session, so we always try to do a little bit of a legislative update. This isn't going to be very big because it's, for the most part, been pretty uneventful from a water rights perspective, but want to bring two bills that we followed fairly closely here. The one is Senate Joint Resolution 501. That was for legislative approval of the Western Dakota Regional Water Systems Future Use Application 2881-2, seeking to reserve 20,765 acre-feet of water annually from the Missouri River. If you recall, since this is an appropriation greater than 10,000 acre-feet of water, it requires legislative approval. The board acted on this application for the purposes of presenting it to the legislature at the December meeting. So far, that Senate joint resolution has made it through the Senate side entirely. It had its hearing before Ag and Natural Resources yesterday and passed there on an 11-2 vote, and I believe it's on the docket this afternoon to be considered on the floor of the House as well. It's Water Rights' hope that, assuming that that passes, that matter comes back for final action before this Water Management Board at your May meeting. The other bill that we followed fairly closely, more of a watch bill for us, we didn't provide testimony, we were there in a backup role, was House Bill 1026 to provide just over $13 million additional state funding for rehabilitation of Richmond Dam northwest of Aberdeen. Richmond Dam is a high hazard dam that's owned by School and Public Lands that has a population at risk of 1,790 individuals if failure were to occur. The dam spillway is at its end of life, as well as it only had capacity to pass 56% of the 0.5 probable maximum flood event. It also had severe seepage issues. Rehabilitation of that dam is going to be an entire replacement of the spillway with a labyrinth design and a cutoff wall to address the seepage issues. The total estimated project cost for this is between $20 to $27 million. The $13 million is accompanied by $9.65 million previously appropriated by the state legislature and a $2.94 million FEMA high hazard potential dam grant there, hopefully to get this project across the finish line. This bill had sailed through the House and Senate. I think the legislators saw the liability issue with that and is awaiting Governor Roden's signature. Whitney Kiltz of the Water Rights staff has been involved in just about every step of this, dealing with the consultants and the design. And DANR is the basically state sponsoring agency for the FEMA grant. So she's put in a lot of effort on it. For those, again, that can see the screen, this is a labyrinth design spillway. This will be the first one of this type of design in South Dakota. So it'll be real interesting to see that as it is constructed. Also talking about a few staffing issues. We recently, a week and a half ago, Miranda Smith came on board as a program assistant with us. We're happy to have her. She's handling temporary permits, transfer of ownerships, cancellations, licensing of permits, and irrigation questionnaire. She is originally from Pierre, and she is married to a U.S. Marine, so we're all going to be really nice to her there. We also have Kevin Peary. He'll start next week as a natural resource technician. This is a position that the Water Management Board generally does not see. They are out in our field, in the field almost continuously except for the winter. But they play one of the most critical roles for us here. And basically, they maintain our observation well network. I think this board has come to know how valuable that is on seeing, you know, how the aquifers react to climatic conditions and pumping and things on that order. Again, we have just about 1,600 observation wells in South Dakota that we monitor. Then also, we are hiring a summer intern this year by the name of Jacob Mayer. He is going to SDSU for an engineering degree. He is primarily going to be out in the field. We have some high-tech survey equipment, and we are going to have him measuring basically casing elevations on those observation wells, as well as spillway elevations on dams. By being able to measure or have the same frame of reference is helpful with us and knowing elevations of those observation wells. So, final last thing I wanted to talk to you about is I wish that this would have been an in-person meeting, and I'd hope for that, because I wanted to in-person let you know that I'm retiring after 41 years with the department. I'm calling that unemployed by choice, just so everybody knows. I started with the department February 21st of 1984. It was in the Division of Water Development in what was then called the Department of Water and Natural Resources. I was in a different program to start out with, but my first appearance before this board was in March of 1986. It was also at the first meeting of newly appointed board member Rodney Freeman, and I believe that was his first meeting. I can even remember the issue was I was in the other program, and it dealt with getting a water quality variance for the James River dredging project that ended up being kind of a debacle in the long run there. So at that time when I came on, like anyone else out of college, I planned to be here 2 to 3 years, get some experience and move on. I found great friends, great hunting, fishing, outdoor opportunities here. And I can honestly say, not everyone says this, I truly like the city of Pierre with the Missouri River here and all that. And I found a home in the department. I also married a Pierre girl, so I wasn't going anywhere anytime soon there. Believe it or not, I moved to the water rights program in 1990 when the guy to my right hired me. Was the best decision. I'm not sure it was the best decision he ever made, but it was a good decision on my part to come over to water rights. I had a great mentor in the then chief engineer, John Hatch, who put a lot of trust in me. I did a little checking based on going back to February 1990 when I came on board. And I'm not going to say this is a precise number, but from 1990 to today, I've been involved in 4,877 water permit applications, the processing of them. And that's not including amendments. So if I was to include or count amendments, that would likely go well above 5,000 water permit applications there. So I guess to tell you what I'm most proud of, basically, is the water rights staff. But it's also how we do business. We are a regulatory entity, as this board knows, but I think we also bring a human touch to what we do. We answer the phone and emails. We explain water rights and assist people in complying with the law, whether it's obtaining a permit or dealing with a complaint. Sometimes our willingness to answer questions goes against the better judgment of our legal counsel. Ron and I both had our tussles in that in the past. But people know that while they may not always like the answer they get, they know they're talking to a real person. I've had a number of occasions after a contested case hearing where the party on the losing side still comes up and thanks us for at least being open and honest with them throughout the process. Finally, I guess I want to thank the board for your public service and time commitment required to serve. You're commonly put in what I consider an unenviable position of picking winners and losers, while what you're truly doing is following the law and making sure the process is followed. So this board, in my estimation, has always conducted itself in an open, transparent, and honest manner, and that's appreciated by the staff. So with that, that kind of concludes. Currently, there has not been a replacement named. That's something that I know Secretary Roberts and Mark Mayer, the Director of Office of Water, is doing. What I can tell you, and I try to instill this in the younger staff here, is when you put in that amount of time with the state, I'll call it a lifer, the South Dakota retirement system treats you really well on the backside. I can tell you that up front now, and that's actually a selling point that I commonly use with some of our newer employees here. So with that, we can move on with the board meeting.
Thank you, Eric. There's just one thing I want to kind of bring to your attention. When I was talking about retiring from the board, you told me you didn't think that I could do that.
I lied.
I just had to bring that up.
I'd like to say, this is Freeman. I'd like to say thank you to Eric for all the guidance and help you provided me and the entire board over all these years in your various responsibilities. So thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think from all the board members, current and past, I think they'd all like to say thanks, Eric, for a great job. Okay, we're going to move on. Next is status and review of water rights litigation.
As of right now, we have nothing to report. Still waiting for the one appeal that we have pending. We haven't received any notifications yet as to whether it's going to be decided on paper or whether there's going to be oral argument. So it's just kind of hanging out there for now, which is fine in and of itself. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you, David. Anyone have questions? If not, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, is administer oath to Department of Ag and Natural Resources staff.
I'll just let you know that Carla Michon, the court reporter, is not here for this short meeting, so we have Rachel Rodriguez to do this for us. She's a notary, so she's qualified.
Okay.
Please stand. Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and the truth to be done.
I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is 7-year review of featured use permits. Amanda.
Good morning. So certain entities, such as water distribution systems, can reserve water to be used in the future, thus aptly named future use permits. Every 7 years, those permits are subject to review by the board. There were 3 future use permits listed in your board packet. However, the public notice that was provided to one of the papers for South Lincoln Rural Water System was not run. Therefore, the review of future use permit 4817-3 will be postponed until the May board meeting, leaving 3574-3 for East Dakota Water Development District and 4839A-3 for the City of Tyndall. Before bringing future use permits before the board for review, contact is made with the permit holders to confirm they want these future use permits to remain in place. Both parties indicated that yes, they would like to maintain their future use permits, and copies of those correspondence were included in your board packets. Based on their response, Chief Engineer prepares a recommendation. A notice of hearing is published, allowing for public opportunity to comment or intervene, and this hearing is conducted. Copies of both recommendations and affidavits were also included in your board packets. Water Rights Program received no petitions or comments in opposition for either future use permit, and it is the recommendation of the Chief Engineer that the board allow each of these future use permits to remain in effect for an additional 7 years to be reviewed again in 2032.
Hey, thank you, Amanda. Anyone have questions with Amanda on that report? Any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Do we need to do these separate? Brenda?
We've done it separate.
Yeah, I don't believe we've done them. Okay.
I believe we should be doing them separately, yes.
I kind of wondered that. Okay. There's no questions. I'm going to ask for action on future use permit 3574-3, East Dakota Water Development District.
Mr. Chair, this is Freeman. I would move continuation of future use permit 3574-3.
Thank you, Rodney. Is there a second to that motion?
Dixon, second.
Thank you, Peggy. Motion and second to approve 3574-3 future use. Is there further discussion on the motion? Further discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. Motion carried. Next on the agenda is the future use permit 4839A-3 for Tyndall, City of Tyndall.
Mr. Chair, this is Freeman. I'd move continuation of number 4839A-3.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. Do we have a second?
Dixon, second.
Thank you, Peggy. Further discussion on the motion 4839A-3 future use permit. Further discussion on the motion. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Holzbauer? Sorry, Hutmaker.
Aye.
He's crossed off my list even, and I'm still saying it.
That's okay, Brenda. I understand. Okay, next on the agenda, irrigation questionnaires. Violations for failure to report 2024 water use. Amanda, I think you're up again.
Thank you. So starting in October, South Dakota Water Rights Program sent out just shy of 4,000 irrigation questionnaires requesting and requiring South Dakota irrigators to report their 2024 irrigation season water use. The first mailing was conducted on October 23rd, 2024, stating that those forms were due on December 2nd. The second mailing was sent out January 14th, 2025. And they were told that those forms were due before today's meeting. They also include new irrigation questionnaire forms. The second mailing scheduled today's hearing and informed permit holders that permits and water rights would be subject to either amendment, suspension, cancellation, or the option for no action by the Water Management Board. Additional efforts to contact irrigators were made in the way of telephone calls and emails trying to collect this information. As of February 18th, when the board packet was put together, we were still waiting on 117 irrigation questionnaires. Yesterday, Ron Duvall sent out a new chart, and this morning I actually received a call from Corey Standy reporting for 224-3, 1560-3, and 2546A-3. So those three numbers for Corey Standy will be removed from the chart for today's purposes, leaving 19 of the original 117. The chief engineer recommends that the board take the following actions per the violation field on the right side of the chart. For violation one, suspend those permits and water rights for a period of 1 year. Violation two, suspend for a period of 3 years. In violation A, we would ask that we amend those water permits and rights to include the mandatory return qualification, and that is stated as, this permit is subject to irrigation water use questionnaires being submitted each year. The addition of that mandatory return qualification would make those amended permits and rights subject to suspension or cancellation for future violations. In the past, the board has allowed a 30-day grace period for permit holders to return their questionnaires before suspensions and cancellations took effect. If that were to continue after today's meeting, those permit holders would be notified via certified mail and given until Friday, April 4th, 2025 to submit their reporting before cancellations or suspensions took effect. Although any amendments acted on by the board would go into effect immediately. That is all I have.
Hey, thank you, Amanda. Does anyone have questions of Amanda on the irrigation questionnaire reports? Any questions of Amanda? Is there a motion to approve the report as presented, with the exception of the Corey that you discussed?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Freeman. I would move approval of the chart, which is now at 19, excluding Corey Sandy's three that were discussed, with the amendments to take effect immediately, and the suspensions for first violation and second violation to have a grace period until Friday, April 24th, 2025.
Sorry, I would April 4th, 30 days from today.
April 4th.
April 4th.
April 4th. I'm sorry. I would change my motion.
Thank you, Rodney. Is there a second to the motion on the irrigation questionnaire cancellations? Second to the motion. Do we have a second to the motion on the irrigation
Dixon, second.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion. Further discussion on the motion of the irrigation cancellations. Hearing none, Secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye. Good job, Brenda. Okay, next thing up on the agenda is consideration of findings of facts, conclusion of law, and final decision in the matter of water permit application 8864-3, Big Sioux Community Water. David, do you have comments on that, please?
I do. David McVeigh, Board Counsel. This matter came before the board on December 4, 2024, at our last meeting. The water rights program had filed, firstly, at the meeting, the water permit was granted by the board. Subject to a few conditions, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Since then, the Water Rights Program filed proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law, and the petitioner in opposition likewise filed a set of proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law. Subsequent to the filing of those documents, the petitioner in opposition also filed objections to the water rights proposed findings of fact. The objections that were filed by the petitioner in opposition, however, were not timely. Objections were due on January 21st, and their objections were received on January 22nd. So in preparing the final findings of fact and conclusions of law, their objections, petitioner in opposition's objections, were not considered. However, their original proposed alternative findings of fact and conclusions of law that they submitted were considered in preparation of the final findings. How those were addressed specifically, each of their findings were considered as required by SDCL 126-25. They were considered in Section B of the findings that you have in your packet, in paragraphs 1 and 2 of Section B. And their proposed findings were either noted and not adopted, they were determined to be duplicative of findings that are existing in the what's now the final set of findings, or they were adopted and included. But each are addressed specifically in paragraph B of the findings. So at the end of the day, in the final findings of fact, it represents that water permit application 8864-3 is granted with the following qualifications. The first is the well approved under water permit number 8864-3 is located near domestic wells and other wells that may obtain water from the same aquifer. Water withdrawals must be controlled so there is not a reduction of the needed water supplies or adequate domestic wells or inadequate wells having prior water rights. The second qualification is the well authorized by permit 8864-3 must be constructed by a licensed well driller, and construction of the well and installation of the pump must comply with Water Management Board Construction Rules, Chapter 74:02:04, as well as the well casing, pressure grout, bottom to top, pursuant to RSD 74:02:04:28. The third qualification is that the permit holder must report to the chief engineer annually the amount of water withdrawn from the Northern Skunk Creek Management Unit of the Big Sioux Aquifer. And the final qualification, number four, is that water permit number 8864-3 authorizes a total annual diversion of up to 300 acre-feet of water from the Northern Skunk Creek Management Unit of the Big Sioux Aquifer. And that would summarize the final findings of fact and conclusions of law. And they are ready for the board signature, unless anyone has any specific questions.
Does anyone have questions of David on those reports? Any questions on David from findings of fact, conclusions of law? If not, we should do those in separate motions, I think. We will do the findings first. Is there a motion to do so?
Well, no? when you say do them in separate motions, I mean you could approve the final findings of fact and conclusions of law and final decision in one motion. It's a single document. Is that what you're referring to?
Do we need? This is Freeman. If I could, Mr. Chair. David,
yes.
Should we reject the findings of petitioner based upon the findings set forth in paragraph B?
I don't think
adopt the findings.
I don't think that that's necessary. The statute requires that in the findings of fact that you address each and every alternative that's proposed. And so each of those are addressed in what we are approving here is the final findings of fact and conclusions of law. So approving them as written should be adequate for statutory compliance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, then I go back, I'll retract my previous statement. We are looking for a motion to approve findings of fact, conclusion of law, and final decision.
Mr. Chair Freeman, I would move approval of the findings, conclusions, and final decision as set forth by the department.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. We have a motion. Is there a second to that motion?
Mr. Comas, I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. Further discussion on the motion to approve the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and final decision on the permit number 8864-3, Big Sioux Community Water System. Any questions, further discussion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Abstain.
Freeman?
Aye.
Hutmaker?
Aye. Next on the agenda, appoint Rapid Valley Water Master. Nika Steen? Nikhila Steen, excuse me.
Good morning, board members. My name is Nikhila Steen. I'm an engineer with the Water Rights Program located in the Rapid City office. The Rapid Valley Water Conservancy District nominates Kevin Hamm for the 2025 Water Master position and requests the board's approval.
Thank you, Nikhila. Kevin is the same one that's been doing this for quite a while, so. Does anyone have questions of Nikhila on that report? Rapid Valley Water Master? Further discussion or questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve Kevin Hamm for the Water Master of Rapid Valley?
Freeman, so moved.
Motion by Freeman, is there a second?
Dixon, second.
Thank you, Ms. Dixon. Further discussion on the motion to approve Kevin Hamm as the Rapid Valley Water Master? Further discussion on the motion to approve Kevin Hamm? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll, please.
Comas?
Aye.
Dixon?
Aye.
Freeman?
Aye.
And Hutmaker?
Aye. I believe that's the last thing on our agenda. Do you have anything else, Ron?
I have. This is McVeigh. The one thing, just for a point of clarity, regarding 8864-3, the findings of fact and conclusions of law, Mr. Duvall, will you circulate that to Mr. Hutmaker for signature?
Yeah, you'll be getting several things. The findings that David just mentioned, and I will also be sending you the minutes that the board adopted also for your signature. So be expecting emails.
Okay, sounds good.
And nothing further in terms of this board meeting.
Okay. Need a motion to adjourn.
Freeman, so moved.
There a second to adjournment.
Comas, I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Comas. All in favor, vote aye. Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Eric, thank you.